back to some sort of semblance of normalcy. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So according to this survey, a lot of you say you've taken in someone who's not a family member for a regular family dinner in the last year and a half or so. We just wanted to know if it's true and then what it is, how it came about, who it is, what are they still doing there, you know, all that stuff.
How long has it been going on? Because
do you have plans for them to leave?
Right, because my patience after a week would be okay. All right, we've done this. You can go back to your home now.
All right, 280-1025. Tom and Dexter. All right, Tom, so what's going on?
So it's not technically my family. It's just me and my son. And father-son team tagging for like 5 years by ourselves. And a while back, my son gained my kind heart and invited a kid over for supper one night. Well, that kid has been at my house every single night for supper. How do you not say no to a kid that needs to eat, you know? I mean,
yeah.
He's obviously, he has a really good family. They eat all the time. He just likes my cooking.
Well, compliments to the chef.
That's
very
awesome.
Nice.
And the other family doesn't ever say, no, you got to stay home and eat with us, at least occasionally?
No, they tell me thank you for the break.
Okay.
So, I mean, okay. Hey, it pans out, you know?
All right. Okay. And how long's the break been going?
I'd say almost 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I don't mind.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like I said, my kid's 5, his friend is 5. Like,
okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think I totally get why you don't mind and maybe enjoy his company, but we are a little curious about why this other family is in the same child.
They're cool without having their kid for dinner for 6 months. All right, good for you, Tom. Have a great day.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom.
The
you
call.
You guys too. Thank you. Bye.
It's definitely a morning to upgrade to a venti. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
I mean, don't you doofuses get it?
On Star 102.5.